guys, it's your girl, Steph I Will, aka now Misty Knight's Twist Out. I'm coming to you today with a fair amount of irritation and just trying to understand what in the hell happened over the weekend from just a tweet. Now, I wanted to come here today to discuss Luke Cage, the trailer, because that came out last week, to also talk about Black Panther issue 5, which I had totally forgot even was coming out last week. I wanted to talk about that, and maybe I can get to it when I'm done, but there's just a lot that I need to pretty much unpackage and take out, because wow, I had a masterclass in just massage noir, just a lot. So I might ramble, and I apologize if I do, but there was just a lot that happened. So the tweet that I am talking about came from, so let me backtrack. So all this, you know, the Olympics has started, reels going on, and a lot has happened, mainly Black women crushing it. From Simone Biles just pretty much defying gravity, from Simone Manuel pretty much just more than just winning gold, but winning gold in a sport that Black people just have not had access to, because we haven't had access to pools. There's a whole history on that, and you're welcome to do some research of that on your own. But so that happened. Then you have Michelle Carter, who I believe it was Friday night, who ended up winning the gold in shot put. So I'm witnessing all these Black women crushing it at the Olympics, winning gold, just doing the damn thing. And, you know, you guys know I love comic books and all of that. And I've pretty much voiced how I've been upset with the lack of representation for us in these films and these shows. So, you know, I'm looking at us being superhuman on the Olympic stage. And I say to myself, well, so, you know, why the hell have we not had that kind of representation on the big screen, on the small screen? Because it's not like the characters aren't there. So the tweet that I tweeted out, and let me bring it up so that I can read it to you all verbatim, because we're going to get into how reading comprehension also was not at play when reading my tweet. So let me bring that up real quick. I should have it on hand. Actually, I should have it memorized, as much as I had to repeat it to myself to make sure that I didn't leave anything out, and I didn't. People just don't know how to read, or they're so caught up in trying to prove you wrong that they don't even bother to read. So the tweet in itself says, still no superhero movie or show starring a Black woman, yet here we are at the Olympics being superhuman. Okay. Insert Oprah gif, because you know, I love my gifts. So I tweeted that, and it was like 12:09 that night, and I got, you know, a couple of retweets and a couple of faves and things like that. And I woke up the next morning and my phone was lit up. So Lexi Alex, who is a director, you guys should be very familiar with her, she retweeted me. And then Matthew McGregor, I believe that's his name, the guy that used to be on Orange is the New Black, I think he was on seasons 1 and 2 as the officer, he retweeted it. And I guess that's when all of the idiots got their invitation to jump in my mentions. So I started seeing, you know, what about Catwoman? Now, when I tweeted this out, I'm going to be very honest, I had forgotten about Catwoman. One, because it's just a really subpar movie. It was bad, and let's be real about it. I mean, you know, people enjoy bad movies. That's perfectly fine. But as a whole, it was a bad movie. Halle Berry even got a Razzie for it. But the reason why I didn't even think of Catwoman being our quote-unquote superhero movie, because Catwoman really isn't a superhero. She's an anti-hero. She's a burglar, course, she's turned her life around recently in the comics and everything, but I don't consider her a superhero. When I'm thinking of superhero, I am thinking of the likes of Monica Rambeau. I am thinking of Vixen. You know, I'm thinking of Storm. I'm thinking of these. I'm even, to a degree, even thinking about Misty Knight. So that's what I'm thinking of. But because I had the audacity to, as a black woman, point out something that evidently is a problem, then of course folks just ran to try and prove me wrong, and try they did, because Catwoman got brought up so much that not only do I never want to see that movie again, I don't even want to see Holly at this point. Because, so I even got people ask me, so Holly isn't black to you? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Catwoman is a movie that is not what I'm talking about. This is not the depiction that I am talking about at all. And then it just seems like a lot of folks also didn't really have that much background in comics on top of that, because then some of the replies were, well, there aren't too many popular black superhero, black women superheroes, or someone even said that there aren't any other black women superheroes other than Storm and Catwoman. So yeah, can you imagine? My mind is like, what in the hell am I reading right now? And also, what is with all this vitriol? I just said something. Why would this even anger somebody to this extent? Someone even said to me, well, you guys are being superhuman in real life, so why do you need it? So you don't need it there. Why could we not have both? What is wrong with having both? Everybody else gets both. Are you also saying that black men are not superhuman in real life, so then they therefore get to have the representation of being superhuman on TV or on the big screen? So what are you saying? And just the point of, and I don't want to say, I hate that I have to fix my mouth to say this, but from my experience from Saturday, I see it and I get it, and I know this is not everyone. I know this is not all black men. I know this is not everyone, but people really do not care for or really understand or wanting better for black women other than just black women. And then I take that back, because, you know, not only were black men in my mentions saying, well, what about Catwoman? What about Storm from X-Men and so on and so forth? There were black women that were saying the same exact thing. And then when myself and others who hopped in my mentions to actually get in the trenches with me and defend me on this said things like, well, you know, Catwoman isn't what she's talking about, or she says starring. People didn't understand what starring meant. Starring means a lead role. It is their movie. That is what starring means. But anyways, bringing that up, the reason why Storm doesn't matter, I mean, that doesn't matter, but doesn't really count, because it's not the Storm movie. It is the X-Men as an ensemble. So even with bringing all of that up, some of these black women were still saying the same thing. And I just like, do so Catwoman is the hill that you want to die on? Because, and then don't turn around and tell me that representation doesn't matter, because if everybody is getting excited as they did last night for the Hidden Figures movie, that is a form of representation. This story is being told. It was already written. It is being told on the big screen. Something that is, not that books aren't easily accessible, but that is something easier for folks to consume. Mainly, you know, little girls, it's just easier. It's the popular consumption to see something versus read it. So if you can understand the importance of that, then how could you not quite understand the importance of well-done depictions of black women being superheroes on the screen if we are being superheroes in real life? I just really did not understand the vitriol that this tweet got. And then you had people who just flat out didn't know how to read, or they were just so, I guess my tweet must have struck a nerve, because people were so angry that they didn't even take the time out to read. I got folks telling me, well, what is Viola Davis as Amanda Waller? Do you even comics, bro? Or sis, because Amanda Waller is not a superhero. Amanda Waller does some shit that put superheroes, or I'm sorry, super villains in check, but Amanda Waller, as great as she is not a superhero. She does not have superpowers. That is what that means. But no, as great as she was, it wasn't the Amanda Waller movie. It was the Suicide Squad movie, and she was still a secondary character when compared to Deadshot and Harley Quinn. I mean, really, the movie could have been called the Harley Quinn movie at the end of the day, because, you know, it was really pretty much kind of centered around her. That's who got the most screen time. So what are you even talking about? And then I also got, well, what about Viola Davis and How to Get Away with Murder? What about Kerry Washington and Scandal? I didn't say TV show, just a TV show. I said a superhero movie or show. So then, of course, I mean, people are just really scraping the barrel at this point. Someone even brings up Vixen, the web series. That is not a TV show, is it? Is that a show? No, it's a web series that you can find on a CWC, which is poorly promoted. And in the trailer, Vixen doesn't even show up until the last 20 seconds of her own trailer. And also, I've watched the show. I mean, it's cool and I like it, but it's definitely not doing her justice. And the last, I'm like, what is that show? All of 5 or 10 minutes? It's not long at all. It's like 5 or 10 minutes long. It's something outrageous. So what are we talking about right now? Like, you are so hell bent on proving me wrong in what I said that you are literally scraping the bottom of the barrel. And if anything, just further proving my point, but people just could not understand that. Even got somebody telling me when I brought up the point about, well, Storm being in a movie that is an ensemble, everybody was like, well, I'm going to have to start cursing because some folks like, well, you stupid bitch. The last 3 years, the movies that have come out have been ensembles. And no, that's not the case. Because over the last 3 years, did you forget the Amazing Spider-Man 2? 1 and 2 has happened in the last 3 years, or maybe 4, but definitely 2 happened in 2014. I do remember that. So that's happened. You've had Man of Steel. You've also had Ant-Man. You've had that. That was a standalone film. What else have we had? As far as a TV show side, you've had Arrow. You have Flash. You've had Supergirl. And the list, I'm pretty sure there are a few more. But just for the simple fact that I was able to rattle off at least 5, what are you even talking about? Someone even brought up Foxy Brown. Are you kidding me? Not only is Foxy Brown all the way from the 70s, but Foxy Brown isn't a damn superhero. So, like, are you reading? And this is another thing that took me off, and either the lack of knowledge and hopping in somebody's mentions to talk about a topic that you clearly don't really know anything about, or just the lack of comprehension because you are so blinded by anger from something that shouldn't have made you angry at all. Or if it did make you angry, should have made you angry for the right reasons, because you realize that there is a lack of representation for Black women when it comes to these superhero films and TV shows. So people began telling me, well, the new Iron Man movie is gonna star Riri Williams, a Black girl. No, that's not a movie, boo. It's a comic. And then I was told, when I pointed that out, I was told, well, they got to write it first before they can make a movie. No. One, they don't. And then two, Riri Williams is not the first Black female superhero. So what are you even talking about? And I began rattling off the ones that female superheroes just off the top of my head. Bumblebee, Vixen, Storm, Misty Knight. I rattled these off. And then some wonderful people, I believe at Shiny Black Girl, at Lady Geek Over 40, and at Jeff of Thrones, began tweeting out all of these Black characters, all these Black female characters from the comics. And Black Girl Nerds jumped in to ask a guy, like, you know, what are you even talking about? What do you mean there are no Black female superheroes to pick from? Here's this list. I referred somebody to that list and they told me, well, these are all F-list characters. Nobody wants to see about these. And I'm just like, no, they really aren't. There are many people who wanted Monica Rambeau to be the Captain Marvel instead of Carol Danvers for this movie. That's a very well-known character. It's just that you don't read comics. So why are you even in my ballpark to begin with? Why are you even here trying to throw me pitches that are going to get knocked out of the park because you do not know what you're talking about? I mean, you know, when I tweeted that out, I would have never imagined. Like, I thought there was going to be a few negative Nancys here and there, but I would have never imagined that I would have gotten the type of hatred that I did when I tweeted out something so simple, something that doesn't hurt not anybody. Everybody wins. You know, Black men, you've gotten Steel. You've gotten Blade. You've gotten Nick Fury, his depiction. That's not a lead movie, but you've gotten that as well. I mean, and no, he's not a superhero, but you've also gotten that. You have Black Panther coming up, and let us not forget the one thing that I've even been championing for and extremely excited for, Luke Cage, a bulletproof Black man. You are getting the service and the just due that you deserve because you brothers do deserve it. I'm sorry, some of you do deserve it because that's how I feel right now. Some of you, you deserve this. You deserve this representation, especially the way that things have gone down with police brutality. But Black women have been getting killed too, so we could use a bulletproof Black woman as well. Representation is important across all genres, across all acts of life. Representation is important. You know, comics is a great way of escapism for a lot of us, including myself. And I can imagine some little Black girl possibly reading something like a Prince List or reading, you know, maybe the Ultimates right now and really falling in love with Spectrum, or, you know, reading Captain America and falling in love with Misty Knight. You know, the comics can only do so much. Somebody could be really excited for, you know, Riri Williams and really enjoy that comic, but the comic, it stops there. It stops at Steel Pages. There is so much more that can be done by seeing things live action. I still don't understand to this day how Vixen didn't get her own show. She could definitely hold her own between Arrow, between Flash, and also Supergirl. So I'm confused, but she gets a web series, and that's something that y'all are okay with? And you're fine with that? That's something that you want to accept as the best of you're going to get? What is wrong with you? Why do you not want better? It's not irrelevant. It's not irrelevant because these are comics. It's not irrelevant because they're comics and you don't care about them. They're just as relevant. Because once again, if you can find the importance in something like a Hidden Figures, then you can find the importance in representation across the board as far as genres go. I mean, let's not even get on the subject of lack of science fiction titles that do not lead Black women. Minority Report, I watched that just for Megan Good. The show was okay to me, but I watched it just for her. And then it got snatched and it got pulled. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like when these things come out that they aren't supported. They're just not supported enough. And it's not like they're not needed and they're not wanted. I mean, hell, Octavia Butler has written beautiful, 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 beautiful science fiction novels. Some of the best. And has any of her work been translated to a screenplay? No, that's a problem. That is a problem. And if you can see that there is a problem in that, then I don't understand how you cannot see that there is a problem in the lack of Black women leading their own shows or movies as superheroes. I don't see how. And then someone told me to be patient. I heard a lot of that. Heard a lot of, be patient. Your time is coming. Be patient. No, fuck that. It's 2016. I'm tired of being patient. Were the women at the Olympics being patient when they went out to do business, take care of business, win gold? No. Gave you all they had right there. And that is why they won what they won. I am tired of being patient. Patience doesn't get you anything. Only thing patience does in times like, in matters like this, is you just hoping that somebody sees how worthy you are of the proper representation. And I can tell you right now, that will not come just sitting there twiddling your thumbs and hoping that it does. No, these are things that need to be demanded because they are important. You know, wasn't there just a hashtag going on about saving Doc McStuffins because you understand that reputation matters? So what are we even talking about? What are we talking about? Catwoman? No, that is not the hill that I want to die on as far as that's as good as it was ever going to get for us as far as quote unquote, because I'm going to say quote unquote for her, seeing a superhero movie that we've led. No. Luke Cage is coming. I am 110% excited for this. I've taken the day off, but I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm just really excited for this because we're going to see Misty Knight on the TV. This in Marvel is the first time that we are going to see something as close to a black woman as a superhero as we're going to get. And Marvel has been in the game for what, 10, 8, the MCU has been in the game for what, 10, 8 years now? Right. That's a problem. And I was told, well, you know, Misty Knight is coming, so, you know, be patient. She should get her own show depending on how she is received in Luke Cage and possibly Iron Fist if she is in that show. No, what the hell do you even mean how she's received? You know, if they can give us obscure characters like Guardians of the Galaxy off jump, or give us a character that not too many people either care about or read about in Ant-Man, then why can't Misty Knight get her own show from the jump? Then Luke Cage, even though he was introduced in Jessica Jones, they were already in production of giving Luke Cage a show, right? Jessica Jones got a show off the map. And if we want to talk about, you know, who's been here, Misty Knight has been there well before before Jessica Jones, since the 70s. So what are we even talking about? We're not talking about anything because everyone that came in my mentions with the Catwoman defense, that came in my mentions with the, you know, what about the Vixen web series defense, or what about Riri Williams? Will the movie will come soon defense, or telling me that, you know, people that women will be in the Black Panther movie, right? But that's still T'Challa's movie. And last time I checked, T'Challa was a black man, not a black woman. That is not what I asked for. That is not what that tweet was about. That tweet was about the lack of representation of black women as superheroes leading, starring in their own films and also their own movies. I mean, their own shows. So, what are we talking about? We're not talking about anything. And just, wow. And I'm sorry, this is probably the most heated that you guys have heard me, but this just really ticked me off in a way that I haven't been ticked off in a long time. And it actually kind of hurt. It hurt a lot because, you know, it's just Twitter, it's just words, but, you know, I see it. After a while, receiving such negativity, so much hate, when you're bombarded with that constantly, back to back to back for 12 straight hours, it does wear to you. It does. You know, I was even reading something. I was in a car, coming from running errands with my husband because I was out and about that day. And he looked over. He was just like, "Are you crying?" And I didn't even realize that. My eyes are wet from reading some of this. I didn't even know. I didn't even know that it was affecting me like that. But it was because, you know, no, that's important to me as a young woman who saw Uhura on Star Trek when she was all of five and said, "Oh wow, a black woman on a spaceship." That truly sparked my interest in sci-fi, which then sparked my interest in science. And that's why I ended up going into the field that I did, as you know, doing research, working in science, and all of that. So, you know, don't tell me that representation doesn't matter on TV or on film. Fictional. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that what happens in real life should be enough to sustain me. Don't tell me that, especially when everybody else gets to have that representation on screen. And like I said, I'm an adult, so I can find what I need to as far as, you know, finding inspiration and so on and so forth. But for little black girls, they need that. They do. They need to see it. Reading is one thing. Seeing it in real life is one thing. But, you know, we do spend a lot of time watching TV and things like that and going to the movies. They need to see that. And I just don't understand how that's asking too much. So if all you have is Catwoman, you don't have an argument. You're just proving my point. If all you have is the Vixen Webb series, you don't have much. You're only proving my point. If all you have is, check out Viola Davis and Kerry Washington on Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, you don't have anything. You're just proving that you don't know how to comprehend words, and you're also proving my point. So I'm just at a loss, guys. I would have never, maybe I should take that back. I shouldn't say that I never would have thought, but I just didn't understand how something so simple, but yet with a good amount of truth behind it, could cause so much anguish and so much vitriol to something that, you know, you should want. You know, I don't get it, and I won't for a little while. And if anything, it just really lit a fire under my ass to really support even harder these projects, these books, and these movies and these shows that I want to see, because representation matters. And to the crew of folks that always get to saying things like, well, go create your own, fuck you. I don't have anything eloquent to say to you. Just fuck you, because no, that's not how shit works. And you know that's not how things work. So you can go sit to the left with the rest of the oppressors that you yourself have a problem with, because you're taking from the same book as them. So you can go sit with them, bruh. Go right on over there, because you are just like them. And I guess while I'm on the subject, so that happened, and then we have the whole topic of Gabby Douglas's hair being scrutinized yet again. What is it, 4 years later in the Olympics? I mean, what y'all want? She is literally defying gravity, and her hair is supposed to be laid. It does not work. I just, sometimes as a black woman, and some idiot told me, like, oh, you're trying, like, stop trying to be oppressed. No, it's not really trying. And nobody wants to be oppressed. But how do we do it sometimes? I often ask myself that, you know, even me working, not in the showbiz or anything like that, but just like a regular, or not even an athlete, just a regular everyday person going to work, I deal with BS all the time. I'm a researcher. But people often mistake me for a secretary. Because why? Because, you know, how could this black woman with this fro be anything but a secretary for one of the researchers in this building instead of being one herself? So, you know, I deal with the BS in real life too. So, of course, I'm taking it to heart. And I'm going to be pissed when I have to deal with it outside of it. Especially when I have to deal with it coming from my own people that should understand where I'm coming from. You know, conditioning so conditioned that you don't even see just how deep in the shit you are. And that's sad. That saddens me so much. I mean, I just really could not believe the amount of black women who just could not see where I was coming from with that tweet. Sis, I want better for us. You should too. So, I think ran over, I've been invited to do a couple of podcasts talking about this because, like I said, my page looked like a Reddit post on Saturday. So if I end up recording those, I'll let you guys know via Twitter, where you can find me at the at Lemonade Show, and also at Steph_I_Will or Misty Nice Twist Out. I'll let you guys know when those episodes are up. So, okay, I guess that's off my chest, or at least it's off my chest enough right now. But I guess I can get into a little bit of Luke Cage, because I do want to talk about that, because that did excite me and I was just really looking forward to that trailer. So I was really looking forward to that trailer. So the Luke Cage trailer dropped on Tuesday, which was the anniversary of the death of Mike Brown, which I just really thought was something. And Cheo Choker is he's the man. I mean, that in itself was deep, and that just tells me that this show, Luke Cage, is going to be way more than just your average superhero show. It's much deeper than that. I mean, Harlem itself is not just a backdrop, but actual character itself. So this trailer, phenomenal. You know, they showed us how the little Easter egg of how silly it would look if Luke Cage was running around with a tiara and those metal wristbands on. It showed us that. I can appreciate that. You know, we got a shot, a beautiful shot of Cottonmouth in front of the Biggie poster with the crown. I just thought that was the dopest thing. I mean, it just blew me away. The imagery in this show, from just Luke Cage wearing a hoodie and getting shot and those bullets just doing absolutely nothing to him, like the imagery itself is folklore level. Like this. And I hope I'm not being too extreme by saying, like, comparing this to Roots, because I'm not trying to say it's on the same level as a Roots, but I mean in its importance, right? Like it's come in a time where it's needed. Like we've got so much going on in the black community, especially with police brutality. And here we have a black man who is indestructible and is doing what he can to help those in his community. That just speaks volumes to me, even as a black woman, because I know that my brothers need it. But unfortunately, they just don't know how much I need it. But anyways, back to Luke Cage. I mean, I'm just so ready for the show. We finally got Misty Knight. I mean, Simone Missick was killing it in the couple shots that she was in. Like and she did not have the bionic arm yet, so I'm really curious as to if she'll lose her arm at some point during the series, or I don't know, is she gonna be on Iron Fist or is she not gonna be on Iron Fist? If she is on Iron Fist, like I wonder if she'll lose it then, or if she'll get her bionic arm then. And oh, and this just made me think about it. So from that tweet, Tessa Thompson actually tweeted at me and said, you know, just be patient. So I don't want to get to speculating. I don't want to put any words in her mouth, but I know that she's going to be Valkyrie and Thor, and I can't wait to see Thor because of that. But when I found out she was going to be Valkyrie, I started reading the Fearless Defenders, the series, which for the most part I enjoyed, except for a couple of things aesthetically that I didn't care for. Straight bangs. But yeah, it just makes me wonder, like, is there possibly a Fearless Defenders series and or movie on the way? So Tessa didn't say that. So please don't hop in her mentions or anything like that. But you know, it just got me wondering and thinking. So yeah. But anyways, back to Luke Cage. So we've got Misty Knight there, and she's just running around doing a cop thing. So I can't wait. Just the show, just and just the music, right? The music is on point. The show just gives me a feeling that this is going to be far more than just a superhero show. It's going to be way more than that, and that excites me. That excites me, and I literally cannot wait. So that was my little rant and fangirling about Luke Cage. Also this week, as far as you know, usually what I would talk about in comic news, I picked up Black Panther issue 5. Totally forgot that it had came out, and wow. Like the story is getting really, really good. Ta-Nehisi Coates is, I think this is probably one of his best. And maybe I said this before, but this is improved. This just shows how he's starting to understand how to make the comic flow better. Issue 5 to me was his most, it was the best written one. You know, we've got T'Challa here. Once again, trying to figure out what is going on with his homeland. He calls in these people to ask them, like, you know, what do you do about uprisings and so on and so forth. got that going on. You got him hunting down these people that have been made into pretty much human bombs, and there's a beautiful exchange between him and one of the guys, and he's really flexing the fact that not only is he a hero, but T'Challa is a king, and he acts like one. So we have that, and then we get a glimpse of Storm because someone was recording one of the guys saying that what he would do as far as to stump out an uprising, and Storm gets the tidbit of I would sleep with all of their wives and so on and so forth until they went down and bended knee, and she's sitting down like, oh really? So I know that showing Storm is just a precursor and indication of what's supposed to come in the Marvel all new or all different. I mean the Marvel now, because there's that cover where you see T'Challa, Storm, Misty Knight, Luke Cage, and I think Monica's on the cover, but I'm not sure. But you see them. It's like the new Black Avengers. So you see them. So I wonder if that's just a precursor to the fact that these characters are going to get introduced into Black Panther and vice versa. So that has me really excited. And once again, Black Panther is probably one of my favorite comics to date just because of the world building and how Wakanda has been built and how I'm able to lose myself in the story, see things through the eyes of a T'Challa that does not have everything figured out just yet. I'm just really appreciative of that. So, if you haven't already, please check out Black Panther. You won't regret it. It's really good. Yeah, so honestly, I think that's it. I think I've talked enough. I would have had, movie news and so on and so forth, but I just really had to get on here and tell you guys about what happened on Saturday. The tweet that showed me that Catwoman has a legion of fans and Holly Berry has stans. Like I knew she, has some stans, but Holly Berry has some stans. So yeah, the Catwoman defense. I almost want to get a shirt that says that in a picture of Halle Berry as Catwoman on there, just to be petty. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that I didn't get too emotional. I hope that I didn't scare you away or anything like that, but these are things that I needed to say, and I will let you know that I will never back down from saying how I feel. And sometimes I'll be right. Sometimes I'll be wrong. Sometimes I'll be somewhere in the in between. But I just really want to give a special thank you to everyone who jumped in the trenches with me when you saw this happening to me on Saturday. I don't think you understand how much that meant and just how strong the Blur community is. And just thank you all, like, so much. That meant the world to me. And yeah, so I'm gonna catch you guys next week. Hopefully no more BS happens and I'll be able to, let you guys know what's going on in other news as far as comics, movies, and TV shows and so on and so forth. And yeah. So you can follow me at Steph_I_Will, or AKA Misty Knight's Twist Out. And you also I tweet from at Lemonade Show as well. So I'll catch you guys on Twitter. If you have any comments, please leave them or tweet at me. And so yeah, so I'll catch you guys later. Peace out.